So the Gemara tells us, how do we know that the chameshis mina dagan are suitable for matzah production? Because we have these hekesh. The pasuk says l'shtechel olav chametz shivas yamim techel olav matzah, which indicates that something which can turn into chametz that may be used for matzah. So matzah here is derived from chametz. Now in the Gemara further down, we see a hekesh in the reverse direction as well. This was Rav Papa who said, well, why, if the dough was produced using meperis, yayin, the shemen, and dvash, why is there no karis? When one eats this dough which became chametz. And the reason is, because just as the Torah connects matzah to chametz, in that very same pasuk, the Torah connects chametz to matzah. Something which is roi for matzah is roi for chametz. But something which can't be used for matzah, such as matzah ashir, dough which was produced using wine, oil, honey, that's not kosher for matzah, it needs to be lechem oini. Therefore, says Rav Papa, should it become chametz, there's no karis on account of eating that chametz. So just as we connect matzah to chametz, we learn matzah from the halachas of chametz, right, with regards to the minim, which grains are suitable for matzah, the ones that can become chametz. Likewise, we learn chametz from matzah. A material which can be used for matzah mitzvah also carries with it a chametz liability. And this was Rav Papa's response, but Rav Ida Bar Avin, when he woke up from his doze, he said, no, that's not the pshat. The one had a kasha on this pshat, because why, when it comes to swallowing, when diluted chametz, his chayiv, but not a matzah, well, if the two things are connected, then just as it doesn't work for matzah, it shouldn't work for chametz. So indeed, the Gemara tells us there's no such connection. Rather, the reason why the dough made with wine, oil, etc. is not considered, doesn't have the karis liability, because meperis ein machmitz. So it appears from the Gemara that we don't hold this hekesh. We don't connect chametz to matzah. And the kasha is why? It's a hekesh. So just as the Gemara initially learns matzah from chametz, right, just as the chametz only truly applies to these types of grains, matzah can only be produced using the same types of grains. So matzah is learned from chametz. We know that there's a klal in hekesh lemechza. You can't do a halfway connection. So we should connect. We should connect chametz to matzah as well. Only something which is suitable for matzah is suitable for chametz. That's the kasha of the Mefarshim. Says the Ran, you're right. In hekesh lemechza. We truly meant to connect chametz to matzah, which are really interdependent. Where there's matzah, there's chametz. Where there's chametz, there's matzah. But, says the Ran, that only applies to species, to variety, to min. We're looking to figure out what type of grain to use for matzah. Yeah. We look over our shoulders, we take a look at the chametz. Which grains produce proper chametz? Chitim, so'irim, etc. That variety, that type of a grain can be used for matzah as well. And likewise, we should connect chametz to matzah as well. But here we're not speaking of the types of grain. We're speaking about taking wheat flour and mixing some wine in it. So you're using the right variety, the right min. This flour is suitable for matzah. Problem is, you happen to mix a foreign ingredient to this thing. Some oil, some wine. That makes it possible. That validates it for matzah. But it's still the same min. Therefore, the Gemara holds you can't exempt it from chametz. Meaning, true, we connect chametz and matzah, they're interdependent. But that's only with respect to the min, the variety, the type of flour to be used. So yeah, we say just as we connect matzah to chametz, the type of flour which can produce chametz can be used to produce matzah. Likewise, we'll say the type of flour that's used for matzah can be used for chametz. Only that is considered true chametz. But here we have that type of flour. This thing is roi for matzah, as is. If you hadn't meddled with it and mixed some wine in it, it would have been roi for matzah. Therefore, it can produce chametz as well. The same thing with the form. If you liquefied it, right? It's still the same thing. The substance is the same. The form is different. So there's no way to exempt. There's no way to say, well, since you can't eat it, you can't be yoytze some matzah with it, then there's no chiyuv karis for chametz. No. The connection, the dependencies with respect to the min, the type of substance. So this is a true matzah substance. It's flour. You happen to liquefy, mix it with dilute with water. But it's still considered matzah material. And therefore, it's chametz material as well. And anyway, the Gemara concludes that meperes are a machmitz. So Rashi learns it can't become true chametz, quality chametz, but chametz nukshe it will become. Inferior chametz, in which case there's no curse, but there is a law we learn from a pasuk. Taisus here disagrees. He brings a raya that meperes are not machmitzin at all. So fruit juice does not carry any potential of chametz. Even chametz nukshe won't produce. However, says Taisus, should you mix it with water, then you're running into trouble. Because that combination, the fruit juice with water, will produce chibbutz. However, says Taisus, the question regarding beitzim, eggs. So he brings that Rashi himself had a suffix, whether it's called meperes or not. But Rabbi Natan was nog heter bedavar zeh. He was nog heter to eat something which was produced using eggs. He didn't consider it something which can become chametz. He would even eat it on Erev Pesach. So once the time of Achilas Chametz was up, after 4 hours, he would eat matzah shir, matzah produced using eggs. He didn't regard it as meperes, and therefore, there's no concern at all. And in fact, it's probably something good for Erev Pesach, Shabbos Erev Pesach. If you can go ahead and make a kviyah suda on egg matzah. So according to Rabbi Natan, it's okay because there's no chash chametz. And if he's kviyah suda, he can make a moitzi on it. Okay, there's another kasha now, Gemara. We discussed different things which are asa b'achila, tevel, etc., which can't be used for matzah. There's a kasha, which is posed by Rishonim. What happened to esay deichelois asay? Shouldn't the mitzvah's asay of achilas matzah override and push away the iser of tevel, etc.? So why don't we allow the matzah to be produced by these materials? So one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu David, says like this. The essay here is Koidem Matan Torah. Koidem Adibur was given a Mitzrayim. So he says that type of essay doesn't have the ability to override a Lois essay after Matan Torah, such as Tevel, Chodesh, etc. Therefore he says the concept won't apply, and therefore all these things remain awesome. Taisu says that although technically the essay is Deich Lois essay, but that only applies to the first Kazayis, in which case he's being Mekayim that essay. But from there on, whatever he's going to eat doesn't justify, because there's no essay to eat the additional matzah. So he says there's a concern if we allow this formula of essay dechas, let's say, to allow eating this matzah, which is asr, perhaps he'll take it a bit further, beyond that first kazayis. So we're going to the first kazayis on account of the next kazayis.